All right, ready to dive deep into some data storage.
Let's do it.
We're talking Minio A-Store.
Yeah.
An object storage solution that's making waves in the AI world.
Yeah, definitely a lot of buzz.
We're digging through Minio's website, all their marketing stuff.
Right.
To figure out what makes AI Store tick.
Yeah.
And why everyone's making such a fuss about it.
It's interesting, for sure.
AI models these days are getting so demanding.
Oh, yeah.
Gobbling up data like crazy.
Absolutely.
So the right storage can really make or break a project.
No question about it.
And Minio is making some pretty bold claims.
Mm-hmm.
Hyperscale, software-defined,
mm-hmm.
massive cost savings.
Oh, yeah, all the buzzwords.
But before we go too far,
yeah.
For anyone who needs a quick refresher,
sure.
What exactly IIS object storage?
Hmm.
And why is it so crucial in the AI world?
So imagine you're trying to find a specific research paper.
Okay.
But it's buried in a room full of unsorted documents.
Oh, a nightmare.
Right. That's like traditional file storage. Object storage is different.
How so?
It's like having a library,
mm-hmm.
but with a super efficient indexing system.
Oh, I see.
Each piece of data, like your paper, an image, whatever.
Right.
It becomes an object with a unique ID
mm-hmm.
and searchable metadata.
So it's organized.
Exactly. And that makes managing massive amounts of data way faster and more efficient.
Which is what AI needs.
Exactly. Speed and efficiency.
Okay. So finding the right needle in the haystack.
Yeah.
Even if that haystack is huge.
Huge.
Got it.
Good.
Now let's unpack these bold claims about AI Store.
All right.
They say it's hyperscale.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean in practice?
So hyperscale means the system can grow as your needs grow,
right.
even if those needs get enormous.
Like how enormous are we talking?
Petabytes.
Wow.
Even exabytes of data.
No way.
And ASR handles this by distributing data across multiple servers.
Mm-hmm.
They act as one big storage pool. Yeah, so no more hitting a wall as your AI project takes off.
So as my data grows, AI Store grows with it.
Exactly.
That's a relief.
Yeah, no more scrambling for storage.
Right.
Just when your model is about to make a breakthrough.
Exactly. Okay, what about software defined? What kind of flexibility does that offer?
Freedom.
Freedom.
Yeah, freedom from proprietary hardware.
Okay.
AI Store can run on pretty much anything.
Really? Like what?
Standard servers, cloud instances,
even
those new fancy AI chips.
Oh, interesting.
So it gives you choices.
Right.
And it can save you a ton of money.
Yeah, compared to those locked-in hardware solutions.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm seeing the appeal there,
mm-hmm.
especially for organizations with a tight budget.
Oh, for sure.
Now, speaking of budget,
yeah.
Minio claims AI Store can slash costs by 60% compared to cloud storage.
That's a big claim.
I'm always a little skeptical.
I hear you.
Is that realistic?
Well, the cloud is convenient.
Oh, absolutely.
But those costs can get out of control.
Yeah, especially for AI workloads.
Definitely.
So what would those savings look like in real-world terms?
Let's say you're managing a petabyte of data.
Okay.
Which is not unusual in AI these days.
Right.
With cloud storage, you could be paying tens of thousands per month.
Seriously.
Easy.
Wow.
AI Store running on your own infrastructure
mm-hmm.
could bring that down to a fraction of the cost.
Okay, now we're talking.
Potentially saving millions over time.
Millions.
Yeah.
Okay, I see why people are paying attention.
It's a game changer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Especially since Minio says users can manage all that data.
Right.
With surprisingly small teams.
Yeah, they've really streamlined things.
How do they achieve that level of efficiency?
They've focused on making AI Store easy to manage.
Okay.
A lot of the complexities of large-scale storage have been simplified.
So even a small team can handle it.
Yeah. What used to require a whole department.
Wow.
It's lean and mean.
All right, now let's talk speed. Minio calls AI Store the world's fastest object store.
Of course they do.
Marketing loves superlatives.
Always.
But in AI, where every second counts,
yeah,
how much does storage speed really matter?
Speed is critical.
Okay.
Especially when training AI models.
Right.
Think of it like this. Your model is learning by processing tons of data.
Yeah.
The faster it accesses that data, the faster it learns.
Makes sense.
And delivers results.
So AI Store helps with that.
AI Store minimizes the data bottleneck.
So it's like giving my models a caffeine boost.
Exactly. They can learn and evolve much quicker.
And they back up these speed claims with benchmarks.
Oh, yeah. They've run extensive tests.
Okay.
The results are impressive.
Especially for AI demands.
Particularly for the high throughput demands of AI.
Take your word for it.
You should. It's pretty impressive.
But all this talk about performance and efficiency, mm-hmm. are we sacrificing anything in terms of security?
That's a good question.
We're dealing with increasingly sensitive data in AI.
For sure.
So how does AI Sort address that?
Security is paramount. They know that AI Store has multiple layers of protection.
Like what?
Starting with robust encryption.
Okay.
And they're smart about it.
How so?
They use algorithms that minimize the performance impact.
So you get security without sacrificing speed.
Exactly. A win-win.
Slow encryption has always been a concern.
It has.
So they've made it secure and fast.
Yes.
Impressive.
Right.
What else is in their security toolkit?
Well, they include their own key management server,
okay,
or KMS for short.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you complete control over those encryption keys.
Oh, that's good.
Plus, there's a built-in S3 aware firewall,
okay,
to prevent unauthorized access.
Sounds pretty secure.
They're serious about keeping your data safe.
It sounds like a fortress for my data.
It really does.
Which is reassuring these days.
Yeah, with all the cybersecurity concerns.
Exactly. But AI Store isn't just about storing data right.
Right.
They also mention features like replication, versioning, lifecycle management.
Yes, it's a whole package.
Why are these so important for AI specifically?
Well, these features ensure your data is always available,
okay,
protected, and used efficiently.
Right.
Which is critical for any data-intensive field.
Especially AI.
Especially AI. Imagine you're training a crucial model,
mm-hmm.
and a server fails.
Oh, no.
Replication kicks in.
Oh.
It automatically copies your data.
So my project doesn't skip a beat.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Or maybe you're experimenting with your model.
Okay.
And you need to go back to a previous data set.
Oh, interesting.
Versioning lets you track every change.
So you can compare and revoke.
Precisely.
That's like a time machine for my experiments.
Exactly. And lifecycle management is all about automation.
How so?
AI Store moves data between storage tiers.
Okay.
Based on how often it's needed.
So frequently used data stays easily accessible.
Yes, on the fast track.
And less used data
goes to a more cost-effective tier.
So it's optimizing performance and costs.
You got it.
Without having to micromanage everything.
Exactly. It takes care of itself.
Now, you mentioned AI Store is object native.
Yeah, that's a key point.
It keeps coming up, so it must be important.
It is.
Can you explain what that means for someone in AI development?
So it means AI Store is built from the ground up.
Okay.
For object storage.
Got it.
It's not an afterthought.
Okay.
It's like speaking the same language.
Oh, interesting.
As all those other AI tools.
Well, I see.
And frameworks.
So smoother integration.
Yes. Easier data pipelines.
Okay.
Potentially faster model training.
So it fits right into the AI workflow.
It does.
Another thing that caught my eye.
What's that?
Is all the companies AI Store integrates with?
Yeah, they've got a lot of partnerships.
Anyscale, Zillies.
Mm-hmm. Not small players.
What does this tell us about Minio's place in the AI world?
It means they're serious.
Okay.
They're not playing around.
Uh-huh.
They're building a strong ecosystem.
Okay.
Collaborating with key players.
So it's more than just storage.
Yeah, they're becoming part of the AI infrastructure.
But what do these integrations mean for someone using AI Store?
Real world benefits.
Give me an example.
Take their integration with Anyscale.
Okay.
They specialize in distributed computing for AI,
mm-hmm.
which can be tough to set up.
I bet.
But with AI Store,
yeah,
you can seamlessly scale your AI workloads.
Across a whole cluster of servers.
Exactly.
Wow, that's powerful.
It's like having expert engineers.
Right there to help.
Optimizing your infrastructure.
So it takes away the pain of managing large-scale AI.
Exactly.
And Zillis, they're the vector database folks, right?
They are.
What does that integration bring?
Vector databases are crucial for AI applications.
Okay.
Like image recognition.
I'm right.
And natural language processing.
So AI Store makes it easy to work with that data.
It simplifies storing and querying these complex data sets.
It's all about removing roadblocks.
Exactly.
So you can focus on building AI applications.
That's the goal.
We've covered a lot here.
We have.
From the basics of object storage to some pretty advanced stuff.
Yeah, we went deep.
What are the key takeaways for you?
It's the combination of factors.
Like what?
The focus on performance.
Okay.
The software-defined flexibility.
Right.
And the features built specifically for AI.
They're hitting that sweet spot.
They're trying to.
Of speed, affordability, and ease of use.
Exactly.
And it seems like they might be pulling it off.
From what we've seen, yeah.
They're making a strong case.
They are.
But we need to look at the other side of the coin, too.
Right.
Are there any downsides or challenges?
That's always a good question to ask.
We'll tackle those tough questions in the next part of our deep dive.
Looking forward to it.
So stay tuned.
Definitely do.
So we've just explored the shiny, exciting side of Mignot AI Store.
Right. All the bells and whistles.
But like with any technology,
sure,
there are always trade-offs.
Absolutely.
Potential challenges.
Yeah. Got to look at both sides.
So let's flip the script for a moment. Play devil's advocate.
I like it.
What are some potential downsides or concerns with AI Store?
Well, even though they've tried to make it user-friendly, AI Store is still an enterprise-grade system.
Right.
Setting it up.
Yep.
Especially at scale.
Right.
It does require some technical expertise.
So it's not something you can just download.
Right.
And expect it to magically work.
It's not plug and play.
You need some know-how.
You'll probably need someone on your team.
Okay.
Who's comfortable with networking, storage protocols.
Okay.
Maybe a bit of Linux system administration.
So some basic IT knowledge.
It's not rocket science, but it helps.
Makes sense. What about support? If things go wrong, who do you call?
Mignot offers different support levels, including enterprise-grade support with guaranteed response times, but they're primarily a software company.
Right.
So for hardware trouble,
yeah,
you'll have to rely on your hardware vendor.
So you need a plan for both software and hardware support.
It's always good to be prepared.
Just in case.
Exactly.
What about compatibility? We talk about AI Store being object native.
Right.
Is that limited to certain AI tools?
They've designed it to be compatible with a wide range.
Okay.
Largely because they stick to industry standards.
Like S3.
Exactly.
But it's still smart to double check.
Always a good idea.
Make sure your specific tools are supported.
Yeah. Do your homework.
Okay. So some research is involved.
A little due diligence.
Then we talked about potential cost savings.
Right. Compared to the cloud.
Are there any hidden costs or gotchas?
Well, AI Store itself is open source, free to use, but of course there are other costs.
Like what?
Hardware is the big one.
Okay. Servers, networking gear.
All of that.
That can add up?
It can, depending on your needs.
So you're trading cloud fees for an upfront hardware investment.
You could see it that way.
And then there are operational costs.
Right. Electricity, cool.
Keeping those servers running.
Yeah, those costs can add up at scale.
So it's not just the sticker price.
No, it's about the total cost of ownership.
Looking at all the angles.
All the pieces of the puzzle.
Don't forget about human resources.
Right. Even though AI Store is designed for efficiency, you still need skilled people.
To manage the infrastructure.
Exactly. It's not completely hands-off.
So you might be saving on cloud costs.
Yeah.
But you're investing in other areas.
Hardware, energy, people.
It's a balancing act.
It is. Finding the right balance for your organization.
Okay. Let's zoom out a bit.
All right.
Look at the competition.
Yeah. The object storage landscape.
How does AI Store stack up?
It's a crowded space.
Lots of options out there.
You've got Ceph, GlusterFS.
Okay. Some familiar names.
And of course, the cloud giants.
Amazon S3, Azure Blob Storage.
All the big players. So what makes AI Store stand out?
Mignot is focused.
Okay. On what?
Performance. Simplicity, and catering to AI workloads.
They're going all in on AI. Their object-native approach, their focus on speed.
It's all tailored for AI.
Trying to be the go-to solution for AI storage.
But how do they compete with the cloud providers?
That's a big question.
All those resources and infrastructure.
That's a tough challenge.
So what might sway someone to choose AI Store instead?
A few key things.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Cost is a big one.
We talked about that.
Running AI Store on your own infrastructure
can
save you a lot of money.
Especially for large data sets.
If you're dealing with terabytes or petabytes.
The difference can be huge.
Enormous, potentially millions of dollars.
So cost might be the deciding factor?
For some, it could be.
What else?
Control.
Okay.
With AI Store, your data is your data.
You have full control.
You control the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You set the security policies.
Okay.
You're not relying on a third party.
For some organizations, that's crucial.
Especially for sensitive data.
Right. Peace of mind.
Knowing your data is truly yours.
And the third point. Okay, we talked about that too.
AI Store has consistently shown top-notch performance.
Even compared to the cloud.
Especially for those high-throughput AI workloads.
They're pushing the boundaries.
In terms of speed and efficiency.
So they're giving the cloud a run for its money.
They're definitely competitive.
But the cloud is constantly innovating, too.
Right. It's a moving target.
It's a dynamic market.
You have to find the best solution for you.
There's no one-size-fits-all answer.
Exactly. It depends on your needs.
Your priorities, your budget, your risk tolerance.
all those factors come into play.
So do your research.
Absolutely.
Compare the options.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
All right, we've covered a lot here.
From potential downsides to the competitive landscape.
As we wrap up this part.
Yeah.
What are some key questions to keep in mind?
When evaluating AI store or any object storage.
For AI projects.
It always starts with your data needs.
How much data do you have?
How much do you expect to have?
Because it grows quickly.
It does, especially in AI.
So think about tomorrow's challenges.
Don't just focus on today.
Then think about performance.
How quickly do you need to access the data?
What are your latency needs?
What about throughput?
Speed is key in AI.
It often is.
What else?
Security, of course.
Right, protecting your data.
What level of protection do you need?
Encryption, access controls, auditing.
It all depends on your use case.
Don't skimp on security.
Yeah. Especially with sensitive data.
Better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Any other considerations?
Be realistic about your budget and your internal expertise.
Can you afford the hardware?
Do you have the skills to manage it?
Those are important questions.
Before you dive in.
So take a holistic view.
Look at all the pieces.
Before making a decision.
It's a big decision.
Now, how do you see object storage adapting?
To keep pace with AI innovation.
What are the trends on the horizon?
I'm excited about integration with hardware.
Okay, like what kind of hardware?
Specialized AI chips. High-performance networking.
Object storage needs to keep up.
It does, to take advantage of those advancements.
So optimizing for the hardware driving AI.
Exactly.
We're also seeing a shift.
Towards using object storage for the entire AI lifecycle.
Not just storing data.
It's about managing it.
From beginning to end.
From ingestion to deployment.
So it's becoming an active part of the workflow.
More than just a passive repository.
As AI advances.
I think we'll see even more creative uses.
Unlocking more value from our data.
That's the goal.
Now, for anyone still on the fence about object storage.
Yeah, those who are hesitant.
What would you tell them about taking the plunge?
Especially with something like AI store. Don't be afraid to explore, experiment. The world of object storage is full of powerful solutions.
That can change how you manage data.
AI stores is definitely worth considering.
But find the solution that fits your needs.
Do your research. Find the right fit.
That's great advice.
Thanks.
Don't be afraid to dive in.
See what's possible.
And for those ready to take the next step, we'll be back in part 3.
With some practical tips.
To help you get started with AI store.
Hands-on advice.
So stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
We've spent the last two parts exploring Minio AI Store.
All its ins and outs.
From the features to the potential challenges.
All right. A comprehensive look.
Now for those of you ready to take the leap.
Ready to get their hands dirty.
We've got some practical tips.
Yeah, some actionable advice.
To help you get started with AI Store.
Let's dive in.
So where do we even begin?
It's easy to feel overwhelmed.
With all this information.
It can be a lot.
So many moving parts.
That's why I always recommend starting with a proof of concept.
Okay, proof of concept.
Yeah, before you commit to a full deployment, test AI Store in a safe environment.
So get a feel for how it works.
Exactly, see if it's a good fit.
Without diving into the deep end.
Right, dip your toes in first.
How do we set up a proof of concept?
Minio makes it easy.
Okay, good.
They have a free trial.
Oh, even better.
Download AI Store.
Okay.
Install it on a couple of servers.
Mm-hmm.
Run some basic tests.
And see how it performs.
With your specific AI workloads.
So a free trial is the first step.
A great starting point.
Where can our listeners find that?
Minio's website.
Okay, easy enough. Min.io.
I'll make sure to link it in the show notes. So you've downloaded AI Store.
You've got your test environment.
It's next.
Now comes the fun part. Configuration.
Configuration.
Yeah, AI Store is highly configurable.
Okay.
You can fine-tune it to meet your needs.
That's where I get a little nervous.
It sounds intimidating.
All those settings.
Don't worry.
Really?
Minio has excellent documentation.
Phew. That's good to hear.
It walks you through everything.
All the different configuration options.
We also have a great community forum.
Oh, nice.
Ask questions. Get help from other users.
So I'm not alone.
You can even talk to Minio experts.
That's a huge relief.
They're very responsive.
So let's say I've done the configuration. You've run some tests.
I'm happy with the results.
It's looking good.
How do I take this to production?
You need a solid plan.
Okay, a plan.
For your production deployment.
What kind of things should we be thinking about?
Hardware selection.
Yeah.
Network architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Security protocols.
Right. All the important stuff.
And your data backup and recovery strategy.
So it's a whole ecosystem.
It is. Supporting your AI infrastructure.
Does Minio offer help with that?
They do. They have professional services.
Oh, that's good to know.
They can guide you through the process.
Provide expert advice.
Best practices.
Hands-on assistance.
They can help make that transition smooth.
Especially for organizations without a big IT staff.
It can be a huge help.
Now, let's say my production environment is up and running.
Data is flowing. Models are training.
What about maintenance and support?
That's important.
Is it a full-time job to keep it running?
Minio offers different support levels.
Okay, to fit different needs.
From community support.
On the forum.
To enterprise-grade support.
With those guaranteed response times, so peace of mind if things go wrong.
They also release regular updates,
okay,
security patches, performance enhancements.
To keep your system running smoothly.
Always evolving.
It's important to choose the right support level.
That matches your needs.
And your risk tolerance.
Exactly.
But it's also wise to be proactive.
Monitor your system.
Have a backup plan.
Stay up to date on security.
A little prevention goes a long way.
It does.
As we wrap up our practical guide.
Yeah, getting ready to launch AI Store.
What are some key resources?
Tools that our listeners should check out.
As they embark on this journey.
Minio's website is the first stop.
We've mentioned that a few times.
A goldmine of information.
All the documentation, tutorial.
Both forums.
The wealth of knowledge.
It's all there.
Any other places worth exploring?
If you're a hands-on learner,
okay,
Minio has online training courses.
Interesting.
They cover everything.
From the basics to advanced techniques.
Find the right level for you.
So, no matter your learning style,
there's a path for you.
And don't forget about the community.
The Minio community is fantastic.
Active and supportive.
Always willing to share their knowledge.
You can learn so much from others.
Who are going through the same things.
Facing the same challenges.
Celebrating the same successes.
As we wrap up our deep dive into Minio AI Store.
Yeah, it's been a journey.
What's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to leave with?
Object storage is not a niche technology anymore.
It's becoming mainstream.
It's the foundation for modern AI.
And solutions like AI Store
are making it accessible
to harness its power.
And as AI keeps evolving
at such a rapid pace,
how we manage our data will be crucial
to our success.
Stay curious, stay informed.
Never stop exploring the possibilities.
That's the key.
Object storage, AI Store in particular.
Definitely a space to watch.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful.
And helpful.
And until next time.
See you then.
Keep exploring. Keep learning.
Keep pushing those boundaries.
And keep innovating with AI.
Absolutely. Until next time.